This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Q's very own John Pembroke talking about the Q's Black Professional Network they just launched. Really good stuff here from John, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. John Pembroke from Q's. John, how are you today?
Doing well, and you?
I'm doing well, Better now that you're here.
Okay, good. And thanks again for the opportunity to join you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. We're talking today about you guys just launched the Q's Black Professional Network, and I think this is such a great idea for you. And just leave it up for the folks at Q's to create something pretty cool like this. So I'm going to start out with the most obvious question. So what is the Q's Black Professional Network? What's it all about?
Sure. So this network was a way for us to recognize the Black businesses, content providers, and professors that we use for Q's and that support us in celebration of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it provides and provides profiles of the companies, the suppliers, the various professors that we use, as well as gives people information about them to recognize them, as well as to promote their existence. Because, you know, in recognition of Black History Month, it's beyond the people. It's also the people you do business with.
Right.
That's very important. And we viewed this as a way to kind of celebrate Black History Month, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, looking forward to celebrating other diverse groups and diverse suppliers in the months to come.
Right. And it's a who's who list on there as well. So quite a few folks on there have been on the show. So I was like, hey, I recognize that person. I recognize them. So yeah, it's really neat to see familiar faces on there. So how does it work? So do folks go on there and collaborate with these professionals, or how does the whole thing work?
Yeah. So it is simply a resource that is on our website, Q's.org. It's a webpage. If you go to it, I think there are about 20 different businesses, content providers, professors on there that we've used in the past. And if you click on the links for each one, it takes you to their website where you can find out more information about those individuals. Also, we mention how we've used them in the past. So it's really a resource to those individuals who want to make themselves aware of Black businesses and suppliers in the industry with the hopes of, you know, not just solely recognizing them and their accomplishments for Black History Month, but for potential support and business as well.
Oh, fantastic. So what sparked this idea? Why start something like this? I mean, it's the obvious question, but I want to get your take on it.
Sure. So, you know, we pride ourselves in our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, Q's as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we view it as more than just the people you hire. People is a very important component of it. You know, the people you hire as well as the people you do business with.
Right.
There are also two other P's that are important to us. There's purchasing, right? So who you do business with, your suppliers, as well as philanthropy, which is something that is very unique and in the DNA of the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. So how do you support diverse groups in that? So we found this as a natural extension to reinforce and illustrate our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion in our industry.
Yeah, well done. My next question here is a kind of a two-part question, John. So how do you see this network benefiting credit unions? And then more importantly, how do you see it benefiting Black credit union professionals who want to further their careers in the credit union industry?
Yeah, so in a few ways. Number one, providing quality businesses to do business with. As they think about the business needs that they may have. Secondly, we have content providers and professors. So being able to review, read, consume their content, attend their events, which are all focused on our niche and what we do, talent development, professional mm-hmm. development, which is very critical for leaders. You have to make a commitment. If you're going to succeed and you're going to be effective, you have to make a commitment to ongoing learning. Complete. And a significant number of the entities that we recognize with our network are solely focused on that.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to, participate, follow, engage with those individuals could be beneficial to someone's career.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah. The education aspect of it is just such a no-brainer. I mean, you just never stop learning. And when you have that mindset, man, sky's the limit for sure. And so you guys provide that, oh my gosh, very, very well. And that's an understatement there. So what goals do you have in mind with the network? I mean, where do you want to see it going? That type of stuff.
Yeah. As I mentioned before, we have about 20 people, businesses profiled. And our commitment is to grow that list. And our commitment is to help those individuals be successful.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't drawing the line and saying this is it. We are actively assessing other Black businesses, content providers, professors mm-hmm. to use in our overall efforts for Q. So growing the list and continuing to promote it. And continuing to promote diversity in supplier usage as well. Yeah. So yeah. I mentioned this is what we are doing, or one of the ways we are celebrating, recognizing Black History Month in the months to come, as other time periods are in front of us, such as next month, I believe, is Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do something in the same light.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Women-owned businesses.
Awesome, awesome.
For Hispanic Heritage Month,
mm-hmm,
which takes place, I think, mid-September to mid-October, we'll do something in a similar vein. So it's not just to grow it; it's also to deepen industry understanding and recognition of diverse suppliers, content providers, and professors. To benefit the industry as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see it just bringing awareness, because a lot of people may not know, oh my gosh, that exists. Are you kidding me? I'm going to go check that out for sure. So I see it as a resource like that. And again, I think you're just scratching the surface here of what's possible here. And you just kind of expand on these months where, you can have women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, Hispanic. I mean, gosh, it's just, again, sky's the limit here. And you guys are this just seems like it's scratching the surface, John. So I think this is a fantastic idea.
Well, thank you. And, like I said before, in focusing on the three P's of diversity, equity, inclusion, it goes beyond the people aspect. It goes into purchasing and mm-hmm. philanthropy and just making sure that, based on our commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion, that we address, drive awareness of, like you said, the other P's as well as supporting.
Indeed. All right. So where can folks go check it out?
Sure. Simply just go to Qs.org,
okay.
Cues.org, and it's promoted off of our homepage.
Okay.
We also continue to promote and update our DEI Resource Center, which is promoted with this, that provides content, be it videos, articles, focused on DEI, mm-hmm. as well as various learning pathways that we offer, et cetera. If you just go to our website, www.qs.org, you will find it.
All right, on. We will put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it. If they have any questions, they can give you guys a holler and check it out, or even add to it. So again, I think it's such a great resource. You guys have laid such a great foundation right now, because the folks on there are, that's a who's who list, John.
It is a good quality list. And like I said, we're committing to growing it as well and yep. continuing to drive awareness of that list and other lists that are comparable as well as the months unfold.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, John. Appreciate the time. Anything else to wrap up? Any final thoughts on this?
Like I said, thankful for the opportunity to speak with you. As far as what's coming up Q's related, in addition to this, we continue to focus on talent development and some of our great events, both face-to-face, mm-hmm. which I'm happy to say we're back face-to-face, and online. So, in March and April, I know we are continuing to launch quality online certificate programs with eCornell. We have women in leadership as well as strategy and digital marketing. And then in May, we have a new event, Mike. You'll like this, in Austin, Texas. It's Talent Next.
Good town. Good.
And it is 100% focused and dedicated to the talent and people strategies that credit unions need to have in order to continue to make talent a priority within their organization.
Oh, fantastic. Your timing couldn't be any better for an event like that, John. I mean, as we see what's going on around, what's going on in the labor market and stuff, the timing of that. I mean, when I saw that, I went, oh my gosh, that's spot on timing. You guys are right on it. So well done. Can't wait to check that one out.
The war for talent is real. And we're here to help.
That's right. All right, John. Yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes for that one, too, so people can check that out, too. So, yeah, you guys got a whole lot going on there. Never a dull moment at Q. So, good stuff, John. All righty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get going. And, thanks again for the time, and congratulations on the network. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, and have a great week.
Thank you. This episode brought to you by Origins. Technology for today's lenders.